The demand for more police to work at managed isolation hotels could mean the promise to recruit more police officers for the region and to tackle organised crime has been put on hold. The police had wanted to place 160 new staff into organised crime roles, but instead placed them into MIQ after a request for help. The National Party's police spokesperson Simeon Brown told RNZ's Ben Strang the police shouldn't have been left to choose between fighting gangs and fighting COVID-19.
The biggest takeaway from this, from this OIA release, was the fact that the government has decided not to give the police the funding and resource they need to actually bring forward the increase in police tasked with tackling organised crime and gangs. We've seen gang membership grow by 50% under this government, but there's been an effective delay in actually recruiting officers tasked with actually tackling this problem in New Zealand. Instead, those officers are tasked with manning our MIQ facilities.
What do you make of the argument of COVID coming into play, and so with these 160 roles, maybe if COVID wasn't there, then they would be able to fast forward some of this?
Well, look, the reality with COVID has actually presented the government and the police a perfect opportunity with a low attrition rate in the police. They could have brought forward funding to train more officers to actually complete the 1800 program and to recruit the additional 700 police focused on tackling organised crime and gangs. This is the perfect opportunity to actually fulfil the promise, but the government has failed to deliver on these promises. They said they were going to deliver 1800 police over 3 years. And now they're saying it's going to take place over 5 years. I would have thought with thousands of people wanting to join the police, a low attrition rate, this would have been the perfect opportunity to really get this promise delivered to help keep New Zealanders safe.
Under National, the police staffing levels weren't anywhere near as high as they are now. National promised, I think it was 880 new staff over 4 years, and overall, they've far outweighed that in the three-year period even. What do you make of that, and have they done a job in comparison to those sorts of promises?
Well, look, National recognised the need for an increase in police numbers, and we funded that, and we started the recruitment drive, which this government said that they would not only continue but to increase beyond that. But the reality is this government made a promise of 1,800 new police over 3 years. They've had 3.5 years and they've only delivered around 1,200 new officers. It's an improvement, but the reality is with gang membership up 50% in that same period of time, there's a real need for the government to actually keep its word to keep New Zealanders safe.
That's National's police spokesperson Simeon Brown speaking with RNZ's Ben Strang.